Blog Talk Radio.
Well, happy holidays, everybody, and Merry Christmas and the Happy Hanukkahs out there. I see our room is filling up with the people, and tonight we are looking to talk to a couple of twins, and hopefully they'll be calling in. I tried to touch base with them about an hour and a half ago, and you know how people get, we get busy, so I'm hoping they're going to come in. I see 505 area code has joined us, so let me give you the call in for the guest line. For those who want to call in, hello everybody, guest 5092, Ann, and then we have 5087, and Angel Wing is in here with us, Kathy, another guest, Shannon Marie, pretty name. So we do have some people in the room. It's funny, I'm trying to read the room and talk to you at the same time. I was kind of trying to come on with a theme, and we were going to do predictions tonight. Like I said, I'm still waiting for my girls to show up. They relocated to Wisconsin, and I'm kind of worried that they may be out of electricity. If so, it may not be easy for them to get in. So the theme tonight, of course, is Christmas week. There's a lot of heartache going on out there with the storms and economics. So I know you're going to ask me questions tonight. And so let's just get started, and hopefully the girls will come. And if they don't call in tonight, there may be a problem. And what we'll do is we'll do the prediction show the 29th if they can't come in. So we've had a Wild Wings come in, and we have some more guests. And Ms. Moakley, Miss Moakley, not Miss Smokey. I know that was fun last time. Colleen. Oh, Angel Wing, are you in there to listen, or you need a call? So let me give that call in number again. It's 347-205-9071. And if you're wanting to know my website, most of you have already gone to my website. I'll give it again for the new people joining us. You know, my main site is nancymatz, matz.com. And hello, Greg and Bliss and Moonbeam. How fun. Like I said, got a few more people joining the room, and then it's always fun. And I'm hoping the girls, the twins, will call in. If not, we'll get them on next week. They're back east, and they may be having, a trouble with electricity. So hopefully not, and they'll join us. I'd like to find out who's in New Mexico. 505 area code, who's this speaking?
Hi, I'm Marie.
Well, hello, Marie.
It's my first time. I don't know if you were doing readings or
Sure, you know, as long as we keep it to a couple minutes for everybody, I always try to help whenever I can. It's just, you know, you're just like everybody else. We want answers this time of year, and this is the only place other than the other radio shows I do. So you girls can get a sampling of all of us. I see names here where I go to other websites and listen to other shows. So you girls are kind of like taking samplings, and I have no problem with that. So Marie, pretty name, what would you like to ask me tonight?
Well, I mean, I thought this, well, your guest was going to be talking about predictions for 2009, so I just wanted to know in terms of relationship and my family. My son also wanted me to ask about him. He's underage, he's 16, so, you know, like something in general. Do you need me specifically to ask you something sometimes?
You know, I don't get, I can only, well, to be fair, I could spend a half hour with everybody, not just one happen. In fact, I had a couple people a couple months back. One lady said, I took too much time with somebody and she had hurt feelings. I didn't answer her question. So, you know, to be fair, just if you could, the first thing, let me talk for a minute. Let me have your boy's first name. He's 16. What's this young man's name?
His name is Malik.
And what do you call him?
Malik. His name, M-A-L-I-K, Malik.
I'm sorry if he's listening. I don't mean to massacre his name. What I'm being shown, remember, this is from his soul. He's going to be growing in quite a stature as a man that people will admire. He has my connection was temporarily interrupted, reconnecting now. So if I miss your questions in the chat room, everybody, make sure that you get the question to me and type it again. When I go to Malik, he has a good mind and possibly a technical mind. He may be sometimes afraid to use it, but that's where he'll find his enjoyment, as though to solve a puzzle. when I saw your name and you asked me about you for the next year, I saw money around you. My gosh, girl, I sure hope. Oh, I got the room back, everybody. Yay. I hope you're going to have more money because I get money as your next year's interest. So I'll go May and June as money changes or better money. And to me, I think that's the most important thing going on the next year. For all my kids in the room, please keep your jobs. I know it's not the best year to change jobs if the economy, and I'm going to give it another year to year and a half. So, Marie, the better money is coming for May and June. Okay?
Okay. May and June.
All right, dear. But the boy, he shows me he's grown really fast into a man, and he's going to have a good presence. People are going to admire his energy of his manhood. And I think any 16-year-old man child would love to hear that. All right?
Okay.
All right,
well,
dear.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, for a minute there, I thought I'd lost my chat room, everybody. So that was a surprise. How about that? The chat room changed, and now the guest numbers are changing. I don't know how that happens. Do me a favor, everybody. I do have my computer glasses on. I'm waiting for my girls to show up, and I don't see the area code. I won't take it as you're shouting at me, but do me a favor and cap it. So if you have a question, put it in caps, and I will pay attention, okay? So let's go to the next person, 909 area code. Where's 909 area code? Who's this speaking?
This is Brenda. I'm in Lake Arrowhead, California.
I'm sorry. Lake Arrowhead. Oh, that's California. I got so interested in the city that, wow, it's a great name. And I apologize. I already forgot your first name. Who am I talking to?
Brenda.
Oh, hello, Brenda.
Hello. So, how are you?
Happy New Year to you and everybody that's joining me. So tonight, until the twins show up, and they must not have any electricity because I don't think they would forget to call. What kind of question would you have for me tonight?
My question is about love. So I have his name. I guess I should give you his name.
Yeah, just give me the name to call and a no last name.
Okay, his name is Aaron.
A-A-R-O-N. Now, you didn't tell me if he was a light-haired man, blonde.
No, he's brown, light brown hair.
Okay, there's a truffled-haired young man coming your way. What I mean by that is someone who doesn't put a lot of hairspray or grease on it. Your young man that you have now could be at times more serious than you want. You may end up being disappointed. Now, don't tell me you've dated him forever. I'm only telling you of who I see coming next. There's a blonde man coming. He's slimmer and a little taller, and he has a light soul to him, light-hearted. Even though he's recently broke up with a woman, he does want love in his life. Now, you know, we women are so silly, and I know that a lot of girls are listening. We date a man, we will look at him and say, is this the one I'm going to marry? Mm-hmm. Well, the blonde man coming may be actually looking for a partner. So
okay.
It's not like I want you to give up on the brown-haired man, but be realistic on the brown-haired man. If he isn't answering your questions or he seems too serious, if he avoids being what you want, look at that very carefully, okay?
Okay, well, we're not dating right now, so but he
could be why I don't see him then.
What?
I don't see him. I see a blonde man coming.
You see a blonde man coming. Okay. And do you feel that's the one I'm going to marry?
He's going to be more serious for a relationship.
Okay.
I don't know if it's marriage or not, but you will be married in the future. I'm seeing what I call white gold rings.
Okay. All right.
Good girl.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know if it's a blonde man. Don't rush him, okay? But he's a very lighthearted soul, and you need that in your personality. You need someone to lighten you up. And so this man coming is going to be a good balance for you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Okay.
Bye-bye. Oh, love. It just governs all of us. If it's not money, it's love, isn't it, everybody? And when young people are asking me about questions, I do talk kind of quickly. I use nothing. I just blend. So if I talk too quickly, go back. We still have 50 minutes, so a young lady calling in, 10 minutes in the show, download and re-listen to how I worded it. Even though you like a strong personality, you yourself are already a strong personality. You need someone lighthearted to give you balance. The blonde man coming can give that to you. Okay, so area code 718. Who am I talking to tonight? Okay, so what happened to our 718 area code? Okay, so 905 area code 718, call back. Somehow I lost you. And who's 905 area code? Who's this speaking?
Hi.
Hello there. And what's your first name?
My name is Inderjit.
Oh, hello. You called today. I apologize. I may ruin your name if I say it, but you have a beautiful name. What state is 905 area code?
Actually, I'm calling from Canada, Toronto.
Oh, are you? That's why you have a beautiful accent. So, young man, how can I help you tonight?
If you can tell me about my spiritual life or tell me the name of my spiritual guides.
Now, that's going to be, now, I can just, tell me how tall you are.
Excuse me?
Are you 5'10"? Are you 5'10"?
Yes.
Okay. There's a man that says next, stands next to you. And I'm very visual. I see movies and pictures. Spirit people speak to me that the language of the spirit people and angels is musical notes. Now, clearly, with a beautiful accent like you have, can you imagine how I may massacre anybody's name? So I want to share with you who I'm looking at. A shorter man than you. He told me you were 5'10", and he says he's 5'7.5". He had a heavy eyebrow area, mm-hmm. and he has deep-set eyes. He has a medium to darker complexion. Now, what made him unusual to look at is that from the eyebrows, they're heavy skin there over the eyes, but from there to the hairline was very wrinkled, going back and forth, as though a lot of crunching of his eyebrows was done. He does not have a high hairline, so it looks like he had most of his hair toward the end of his life. He was medium build, medium weight. He says to me that he's father-grandfather to you. So sometimes when you young people call and you say everybody's alive, that it would be somebody who is very important to you. The main idea of this man guiding and protecting you is that he had eyebrows that were heavy with the skin and then the eyebrow material. And then from left to right were heavy creases in his forehead. His hair was not real short, about a half an inch long, and it was not real plastered to his head. It was free. And he was medium to darker complexion. Do you recognize him?
Not really.
Okay, so kind of try it. It's very difficult. You sound like a young person. Ask your family who I described. The other way I would say it is he had very unusual forehead. It was not straight up and down. It went back just a little bit. He has a very rugged, very man look. He was not a soft-looking man. It makes me think of grandfather.
Maybe.
It's one of your,
my grandfather died a long time ago, so.
Right. Did I describe him visually? I believe
yeah.
I did.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Maybe. Yeah, maybe close to him.
Okay. Remember, it's very hard because I see it as a spirit man. He's telling me how tall you were. There'd be no way for me to know that. So he's 5'7.5", 5'8". So ask that parent what that grandfather's name is. He's very interested in your life and your career. Hmm. He's the ones guiding you to new opportunities.
Okay.
That's very important, okay?
Yes.
All right, young man. Best of luck, and I'm flattered that you took the time to call me back.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Welcome, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I'm very flattered that you young people are seeking me out for my help. If I, at your age, could have had help, how wonderful. So I consider myself good enough that I gave up a 24-year career in Pacific Bell to help you in your path. I've suffered a lot. I had cancer and divorce, and there's been a lot of things in my life. So there hasn't been very much I haven't experienced. So that's why I do what I do. And if I can give you a little bit of help on the air, it really helps. Oh, we lost another caller. So anyway, Ms. Moki, you have a question. My mother around me, and does she feel my panic, and can she help me? Oh, goodness, girl. Does she feel my panic, and can she help me? Now, remember, I can only have a feeling of this. She says she cannot help you very much. I don't know that spirit people can interfere with choices that are important to our destiny. So she says that her mother can help you. So she makes me think a mother above her her mother or grandmother is around you. And this woman is very thin, small boned, and not very tall, light skin, and kind of scrawny. She can help more by telling people to come towards you. But it's already part of your destiny, so I'm not sure what that means. So call on a, not a mother. The mother is also feeling the stress that you're feeling, so it's hard. But I feel like a grandmother is helping you. And her description, again, is very small bone and very thin. There we go. I'm losing the questions here. And overall, very small. So I feel like that's the one that's helping you. Let me see if there's any 718 area code. Hold on. I'm just looking to see. I'm just looking for cats. Okay. And then 718 area code. Who am I talking to here?
Hi, Nancy.
Yes.
Hi, this is Tammy. I'm sorry, I have a cold.
Oh, my gosh, girl, keep it to yourself. Hi, I had to go out and do some shopping, and everybody in the stores, I'm hoping to keep my voice through the holidays. Tammy, what state are you calling from?
New York City.
Oh, my gosh, and then you're up late. I'm so flattered. You drink some hot tea and go to bed or, you know, whatever. Anyway, Tammy, how can I help you tonight, dear?
Okay, I have a question. I have asthma, and I met someone who's a healer, and
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to plan on going out to see this person sometime late in March, maybe. I'm still trying to put it together. My question would be is, because I don't really know this person, is he going to, he told me he can help me. I mean, do you see him really helping me with my problem?
I think this is now remember, it costs money. You have to make your own choices.
Yes.
However you were talking to, it was a man, correct? And
yes.
Was he dark-haired and a little larger person?
No, he's...
Okay, so there could be another person involved. The man I'm looking at that can help you is a very strong, energetic kind of individual. He has the sense of a redwood tree. You know, the really a grounded, wonderful feeling. He looks like he has the darkest hair, possibly black. He's medium built. He wears a white shirt. So if I were to say to you, keep your options open and check out, because who I'm looking at, his energy is very good and could help you.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing I want to mention, everybody, I'm a student of Edgar Cayce out of ARE. I'm not sure, but did I hear that his files, his readings were now open to the public? And if you could get online and look up how asthma is treated.
Well, he had told me that when I spoke to him that he does channelings and stuff besides being a healer, and that he said that the angel said that I have two problems which he could help me with to clear it up. So this is why, like you said, it's a lot of money that I'm going to be investing and traveling alone. So, you know, I don't
like
want
to I said, that. I think there's another option.
Okay. That's
and I just described to you who
yes.
it is. All I care about is the end result. So
right.
Whoever this man is, I don't want you to say his name
no.
or give me a physical description. I'm just
okay.
saying I'm seeing somebody else.
Okay, so but I can be helped with, through that
yes.
other person.
Right.
Okay, great. Thank
all right.
you. I mean, that was, you know, I was really worried about that. I don't want to do it for nothing and false hope.
Well, like I said, I just see whom you go to last.
Okay.
I feel like, ladies and gentlemen, and Tammy, I'm talking to you too. I feel like there's a lot of stuff in our life. I probably didn't mention I have asthma too. In fact, I was taking 8 medications a day that drained calcium from my bones.
Right.
And I, you know, Northern California, the doc said I can't do anything else for you, so I had to move to Arizona, and I'm living in the middle of the desert. And then I find out there's dust in the desert. So my husband, who never had allergies, now has allergies.
Oh.
I feel like you're also very sensitive to your environment.
Yes.
And whether it's the carpet or the walls, something in your life is also contributing to your asthma. So
okay.
I want you to be real clear on what it is they can help you with when part of it is your life.
Okay.
All right, girl.
I'll
talk to you
later.
Keep
that in mind. Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Anyway, Edgar Cayce, I have read just about everything on him, and I do have all his readings on disc. But it's been every time they've upgraded, I've bought it with the intent of reading all of them. But I sometimes wonder if we're not born with allergies or past life influences or the environment. In fact, ladies who are very intuitive believe that my cancer that I had when I was 39 was part of our environment. So I can't, I'm not positive. There's a lot going on. My father was allergic to cats and just about anything that had any kind of fur on it. All right. Hello, everybody. Thank you for the compliment, Ms. Mooney. And, okay, where are the psychic twins? Yes, I thought they were going to be on, and they're not calling in, Tom. I kind of wonder, they are in Wisconsin, and I'm kind of wondering, Minnesota, one of the states, and you know there's so much bad things going on with the electricity, I'm wondering if they don't have a way to get on. So I did call and remind them, and they're just not here. So I'm kind of worried about them after the show. I will try to call them again. Okay, Ms. Melkely Bright. Nancy, they live upstate, maybe unable to log in. They could call in, but if they don't have electricity, the cell phones need to be charged, all that. So I'm kind of wondering if that's going to be a problem. I will try to talk to them into doing a show with us next on the 29th, because my idea with them, we have so much fun together, is to do the predictions, and that's really well. Pisces lady, who keeps touching my face and hair, and are they trying to tell me something? Pisces lady, this is a female, and she's very small hands, very small structure, very dainty, and she was an older lady, and she's saying something that maybe you'll understand. She wants to say something like, you're my darling. So did you have a woman in the family, a grandmother figure to you, and she had a very soft name for you. It's very similar to darling. And she just touches you, and she's just enamored by you. The feeling I get is she wasn't very tall, 5'3"-ish, and she probably weighed a very little bit when she left. She does tell me that she was very thin as a child and a young woman, but after children, she did get what we call a rounder hip line. So as far as the message, sometimes spirit people just want us to know and acknowledge them. Acknowledge them. Pisces lady, I'm wondering if she had hazel blue eyes. So let's hope. Sometimes I have to feel it. I see the body so clearly, but getting eye color is kind of hard. Okay. Well, I put my contact computer glasses on and took them off for a minute, and I can't see. One of the gems of getting a little older. Someone's PC is freezing up. Oh, boy. So let me go to area code 561. And who am I talking to here on the line? Who's this?
Hello, Nancy.
Who's this?
Lena.
I can't hear you. What was it? Trina?
Lena, Nancy.
Lena. Oh, Lena. Hello, Lena. How are you doing tonight?
I'm wonderful. I always love when I work. I volunteer at hospice sometimes, and I always love doing that. I always leave there in a good mood.
Most people at this time of year, there's a lot going on, the economy and the bad weather. But most of you don't know, I was trained twice in hospice, and yes, it was Kaiser Hospital outside Roseville, California, and the other one was First Call of Rancho Cordova. And I met, helped my own clients pass and have helped them. And in fact, while I was driving down the freeway from Placerville to Sacramento one day, one of the ladies I was helping, I was driving in a truck, and she showed up in the truck after she passed away, and she gave me a thank you. And I think that when we're in the most despondent ways, we need to go to the hospital and read books to small children that are held up in the hospital or help people that need us. And one of the things that I really wanted to spend more time in hospice, but unfortunately just I wanted the experience and get a little more training. So gosh darn girl, Merry Christmas to you and all the effort to help people in passing. Damien Brinkley, who I follow because he was one that was struck by lightning three times and died almost of an aneurysm in 96. He started an organization, No Veteran Shall Die Alone. That's kind of like a hospice group. So any of you that are looking to do something and step out of yourself, hospice of any kind, Damian Brinkley's Into the Light book. So anyway, Lena, I get off on a tangent. So many foundations I wish I could spend all my time with. How can I help you tonight? Do you have a question for me?
Yes, I'm seeing a man for the past few months, and I just wanted to see what you can get on him. You give me
a scoop
on him?
Yeah, you bet. Not bad. But can you do me a favor? I just want to make sure I get the right man. Give me only the name you call him, but no last name. Just give me his first name.
Lou.
And is he dark hair, but he's partly balding? He's starting to lose his hair a little bit?
Not really. He's got a lot of hair on his head.
Okay, so we have another man coming. So there's a really sweet man coming, and I don't think he's as tall as you probably would like. How tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
Oh, you're petite. That's great. You said 5'10", I'd be in trouble here. I think there's another man coming about 5'7", 5'8". He's starting to thin on hair on top. He's a complexion that's kind of like outdoorsy. So I feel like he could be Italian or Portuguese, Hispanic, that kind of coloring. He's got dark hair and it's thinning on top. And he's a very sweet, non-judgmental, easygoing, I call him mellow jello kind of personalities. You know, you're kind of like a top. You turtle around and do this and that. You always want to keep busy. And you need a man that balances well with you.
Mm-hmm.
So this gentleman that you're with, it isn't that he isn't the right one, that I feel like there's he may float in and out of your life. He may not be solid for you. But there is another man showing up. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, you're showing me someone you want me to tell you about. I can't go in there and just start visually describing the man you're with and make that the one. You got it? So I do feel like this man could be in your life a few more months, but I see someone else showing up. And he's a very nice man. Okay?
Have I met him already?
I don't know if you have. Because if you had, you would be attracted to him right now. Because he's very, very nice. He smiles and he's got a really nice personality. That was my first hit of him. Okay?
Oh, so you think I'm going to be seeing two men at once?
Like I said, this man may not be more than a few more months, the one you're with now.
Oh, so Lou's only going to be temporary.
Could be, because I'm seeing somebody else. Okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, it doesn't mean I don't like who she's with, everybody, but remember, I have to tell you who I'm getting, okay? I think I saw someone with caps in here. Let's see. Everybody wants a reading for Christmas. You know, I get a lot of readings right after the first of the year. This time of year, everybody's shopping and doing their stuff. But it's just this time of year, kind of all want to know the future. We all want to know what's going to happen for us. Let's see here. Tom, I do want to share with you, I hope you're listening, California Haunts. We do a show, blogtalkradio.com/ghost-talk. Look up who we had on Sunday, yesterday. We had a group from the East Coast who are dealing with star children and UFO experiences. And I actually thought of you when we had this gal on. She and her sister are running the site. So I want to encourage you to look that up. It may be something you like. Okay. So Greg, hold on. Let me get 215, and then I'll come back and answer your question. 215 area code. Who's this speaking? 215. Okay. So when you come back, let me know, and I'll go back to the question. Greg, where are you here? Okay, so you asked for your whole family. I don't know if you have a couple of young people in your family, if that's what you're asking. I don't know if that's too broad of a question. The first picture I got was some kind of family event in the front yard, and I see a lot of running around and hugging. So it's certainly not winter time. If you don't mind coming back and asking a little bit, kind of narrow it down. look at the whole family, huh? That's kind of hard. Cheryl, I'd like to know about my mother. Cheryl, what is her name? Okay, so type me her name. Cheryl John, all the lines are full. 215 area code, are you on yet? Well, Karen Hypnist, hello, hello, my dear. We need to talk. I just sent off the tape, and I wanted to talk to you about something. Grace, any job prospects for me, Nancy? Okay, so you do need to look. I know you might be looking. I don't know if you have a job right now or getting one right, but they're showing me the very break of spring. There'll be new opportunities for you, two of them. So you might be looking now, or you're going to, and things will open up in March for you. Tom, go to blogtalkradio.com or /ghost-talk and see who we had on Sunday. And let me click on 562 area code. And who is this speaking?
Hello?
Hello. You are here. Okay, 562 area code. Who am I talking to?
This is Cheryl.
Hello, Cheryl. And what state are you calling from?
California, and I was asking you about my mother.
Oh, your mother. Your mother's first name is?
Rita.
R-I-T-A. What was your question? Is she a spirit person, or is she in
No, she's still living, but I've always had mother issues, and she's very hard, you know.
So what would you ask? What do you want to know about Mom?
Is it ever going to get better?
Do you want to know about her health or her attitude?
Well, she meant both. She mentioned today about both. She mentioned today about she has to have surgery in the spring. She has a growth on her side, and she's waiting for spring. And
I don't know if the growth on the side is serious. They're not letting me see that. They're making me think it's a fatty deposit or some kind of growth that could be part of that. But they want me to talk about, remember, I'm not a doctor, everybody. I don't diagnose. But they're talking about blood vessels that are not going to be strong, as though they're potato chips. They break easily. So I don't know if she has underlying other illness or disease. But what I reach into her, there's a lot of unhappiness that goes back like 30 or 40 years. And sometimes wounds of the past, people never get over, and they'll bring it in and kind of let it bleed out to everybody around her. So I feel like she has underlying reasons why she's hard to get along with, and she's never going to be different.
Hmm.
Okay. So can you tell me what happened 30 or 40 years ago?
My father passed away, I guess, many years ago, in 71, and her significant other is passing away now.
Okay, so that 71 is like 35 years ago,
yeah.
Or 40 years ago. Somehow, even if they had not a good relationship with you and Dad, I don't know, but somehow that has, I'm not saying mother's cold and indifferent. Don't take it that way. But something has caused her to feel like life has cheated her on some level, or she couldn't get it the way she wanted. And it can become invisible after a while. She may not even realize the wound. Got it? Now, if there's someone else passing around her, what happens is that even though it's not her that's passing, it brings to light our sense, our loss of more immortality. So you've got a lot of things going on with Mom. If anything, in a quiet moment, send her a lot of sympathy, and maybe that'll help her heart to heal, because I think what you may be seeing of her you don't like can never be fixed.
Yeah, but, you know, I've always had mother issues because I never measured up, and she's always played favorites, and I wasn't the favorite.
Like I said, she might have wanted you to be favorite. It all goes back to some years back. If she shows favoritism, I can't always explain it, but what I found was a wound so far back. How old were you when your father died?
I was 15.
So maybe don't hear it wrong, before father died, there might have been relationships that somehow tainted her over the year after dad died. So I'm not saying you were your father's favorite, or she had favorites that came out after dad died to be more. There was a trigger, I said 30 to 40 years back, and 71, that's 40-some years. That's 40 years.
Hmm. Okay.
So some kind of a wound way back there, huh?
I was there this summer, and it ended up that she was telling me I was a big disappointment, and I was a disappointment, and I'm a disaster, and she didn't want me coming back, and blah, blah, blah. I left crying.
Write her a note and ask her why she judges you and what did you do 40 years ago that made her upset and see what kind of reaction you get. Ask her.
That's a problem.
Because it'll make her think about you as a child.
What did I do 40 years ago? I'm 51 years old. That'd be like 10 years old at the time.
Right. Doesn't matter, dear. Ask her because it goes back that far. It'll probably shake her up.
Wow. Okay.
All right. See what kind of reaction and get back to me on it. Okay,
oh,
sweet.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Bye.
Some of the issues of our life clearly wound. I call it woundology and emotionality that we cannot always understand. Usually, is wounds very old. Not saying at 10, 11 years old, but she may not know how she was at 10, 11, but people, adults, for whatever reason, can make judgments, and you would never know. It's just unbelievable. Karen, thank you very much. I didn't mean not to mail that out. The packages you sent me, I was going to mail all together, and the lines at the post office were so big that I just mailed the tape that I could put it into a box. So I'm trying really quick here to watch the chat room for anybody who types in caps. I won't take it that you are shouting at me, but I will notice it easier. Okay. All right. So I'm trying real quick. Oh, I love this note. Great banana pudding. Banana cream pudding. Oh, you guys are all making me hungry here. Okay, 215, are you on yet? I think 215 may be just listening to the show. Sometimes your kids can't hear it. So backing up, make sure I haven't missed somebody. You know, I just can talk all by myself without you needing to ask anything. I would like to share with you some of the predictions. Last year I made a prediction in 2008 that I saw somebody getting cured of something, but it was a deep brain trauma. And by golly, yesterday I watched current TV, and in Arizona is channel 358, and they were talking about this guitarist, the famous guitarist, that he had some kind of inner brain trauma. And the doctor put a probe in, and he called it deep brain trauma being fixed, and that's almost exact words. So one of my predictions is a week short of 2009, but I do also believe this next year we're going to have a lot more of energy being created by other means, and I see that toward the end of 2009. One of the words in the chat room, one of the girls said, everybody's waiting for spring. What I think is happening is they're waiting for the new young man to come into presidency. And it will take him around 3 months to implement the first of the programs that turn the economy around. I think one of the gals, when I said March, it's almost like people are going to learn to trust again, and they're going to be willing to start risking around March and April. I've seen this quite a few times. The deepest part of winter, people are going to be less apt to risk, and everybody's holding on to their money. Everybody's business is being affected, and in the town area that I'm in, businesses are going out. They're kind of backing out of their leases even to hold on to the money until the spring, believe it or not. Tom, filmmaking. The word filmmaking is larger, special effects, I cannot see that word as strong. So you may make connections with filmmaking people, and they may show you opportunities. What that means and where you're located, what state that is, I can't tell yet. Okay? Always go for opportunities, everybody, if it doesn't put you at risk in any way. I need to caution people for the next year. I do see some, I deal with some stockbrokers, and I do see the stock market not being stable for a while, up and down, up and down. So the best way to not stress over it, don't look at your statements and don't cash everything out. Remember, talk to stockbrokers you trust. Let's see. This, Ms. Melky, yes, this is going to be an important year for trying manifesting your dreams. The word manifesting, talking to universe, meditation, prayer is all the same to me. When you resonate a vibration and you say it out loud or you say it with intent, you push it to the universe. Like attracts like. So if you're looking to work, what kind of opportunity you want, you will be directed to that by you putting to the universe, I want to do this. And I do believe that happens. Oh, we have a 707. Let me go over there. Northern California. 707 area code. Who's this speaking?
Yeah. Hi, Nancy. This is Valerie. How are you?
Well, hello, Valerie. And how can I help you tonight? What's going on with you?
Yes, I'm dealing with a financial company. First initial is C. And,
oh, I don't need that. Yeah. That's
okay.
I don't want anybody to know that. Anyway, you're dealing with a financial company. What would be your question for me?
My question is, I want to renegotiate the loan or either come to a settlement because the interest rates are ridiculous. I've been
mm-hmm.
paying straight for like 3 years, 4 years, and I'm tired of it.
I think there is a man within the corporation that can help you. The first indicator when you said you were working with a financial corporation, I had kind of an uncomfortable feeling. So my feeling is that they will work with you, but you have to push the envelope. You have to make them understand that you will not deal with anything less because they're not wanting to take from you. From what I'm hearing, I deal with a little girl named Heather, oh gosh, half a dozen other people, and they're all saying that they do everything can to work with people and to refinance.
Well, this is not a housing. This is I bought a heating and air conditioner from them.
Okay, so that could be the negative feeling I got. So I want you to push to make happen what you want. Don't let up.
Okay.
That was remember, my first indication was so many people, you have to appreciate this, Valerie, so many people call me about homes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're working with a company, I got the first indicator was an uncomfortable feeling. And then I see you talking to a man and getting satisfaction. He's a bulky, youngish, 40-ish looking kind of a guy. So you keep it up, don't back down, and you'll
okay.
get satisfaction. Okay?
Okay, because right now I'm dealing with low-level, collection calls, and they just call you continuously, and I can't get higher than that.
I don't know that process. You can't call the president of the company.
I suppose I could.
Listen, girl, why not?
Yeah.
Find out who's the organization, and I would start somewhere and work your way up.
Okay.
So go for it, girl.
Nancy?
Pardon me? Yeah, I'm here.
Will it be a successful outcome?
You know, like I said, I felt uncomfortable first, but if you push, maybe that's what I'm getting, is that you're going to have to really push the envelope.
Uh-huh.
And talk to whoever I'm talking about. I would go to the president.
Okay.
If they're calling you, then call them right back, girl.
Okay.
Go for it. Okay,
right,
girl. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And so, good night, Valerie. Then I have Skype on, I believe. Oops. Oh, there it goes. Let me look on the room. They have the funniest indicator. It has a little hand on that, so if everybody knows that's what that is. Okay. I thought I saw, here's one. Nancy, I saw a spirit cat that has adopted me. It likes to follow me even outside of my home. Oh, my gosh. That must have been a spirit cat that was greatly loved in its family. I believe that all living beings and creatures have some sort of soul. But I have found that when one has given a particular identity and has had reciprocated love giving to it, that these animals will be shown to us. You're not the only one. I'm trying to think of the one in Grassfire that I love talking about, Spirit Cat, that died in the house, a new family came in, and that cat just loves his family, and it's always jumping on the bed, and I had to go and actually show them how to get the cat to change its pattern. But that's wonderful. I'm not sure if it's light in color, but they want me to see it kind of a light-colored one. Okay, let's see here. Let me go to this Skype, because remember, I want to see out-of-body experience is one of my topics I like. But let me find out who's on Skype. Who's this speaking?
Yeah, this is Mark. How are you doing, Nancy? How are you?
Well, I'm just fine, Mark. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from West Coast of USA, and we are in the snow, in almost ice age is here right now. I mean, then
there's
global warming. Global warming is a might to me. We are getting more ice age than global warming. What do you think of that? And then I will have a question from you for from childhood, I have experiences. I would like to tell you why I can't do it anymore. I mean, I'm still psychic, but first you have to answer me that question, please. Do you think global warming or ice age, please?
I think ice age. I'm an avid listener to Coast to Coast AM, and they had on about a month ago a gentleman trying to explain that we have, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a person to put fear out of anybody, but they are monitoring the sunspots. And last month, I think, or the month before, we had one or two sunspots, and we should have had somewhere between 11 and 13. So I believe I've been watching the weather patterns, and they are changing. And I was going to have a couple of girls on tonight, and I don't know if they could call. So they might have had a power outage. But I do believe that we'd be going through some kind of mini ice age like it did in the 800 to 900 in Europe. In England, they were able to find out that people lived in swamps and bogs by cutting down trees that were able to monitor in over a 10 to 15-year period that it took for them to go through an ice age. So I do believe that's really possible, that we could be going into an ice age versus a global heating. Now, young man, what kind of questions do you have for me about you not doing
I am agree with you 180%. I'm agree with your comment, by the way. And I have the same feeling. I'm very psychic as well. But one question is that when I was a childhood, I used to lay down on my bed, and I used to leave my body, and I used to go through the roof up, about maybe, I don't know, 1 mile, 2 mile range, and then I would come back. And then I have done that many times during childhood. I mean, but now it's a little bit harder for me to do it. But I mean, I'm very intuitive, but I may not be as intuitive as you are, but everybody has that intuition. But why can't I do it? Do it anymore.
Okay.
Can you please?
I'll share with you. That's okay. I believe that when we're younger, we don't we have an easier time letting go. And now remember, young man, I want to give you a book to read also, a couple books. If you can rent these out, Robert Monroe, Journeys Out of the Body. And the other one that I really, and this young man, I would love to have a young man, he's close to my age, Soul Traveler. The name of the book is Soul Traveler, and the gentleman named that he wrote it, oh my gosh, I just went on my mind. Anyway, lives in Southern California. It was written, I can't believe I was just thinking it. Anyway, the book is called Soul Traveler, and you can Google it. And this man was talking about when he was 5 and 6 and 7 years old leaving his body. And I believe, now remember, I'm on your side, I believe there's a little bit of fear of letting go. And I think that's why you're not going as easily. So if you read, if you could get hold of these two books, Soul Traveler was fabulous because he actually talks about how it feels to leave the body. And if you could remember,
nice.
You'll get it back. I had a gal, she was 82 or 83 years old. She came to me for reading, and I was panicking. I went, oh, my gosh, what am I going to tell somebody who's 83 years old? You know, how much future do you have? Ah! But what she wanted to know, she says, remind me what it used to feel like when I was in my 20s and I left my body. So I kind of went back to that age. And she used to sit in a chair, a rocking chair, and it was almost like on the verge of falling asleep. And she used to remember how she would vibrate. So when I reminded her what it felt like, and she was able to do it after that. So if you can get hold of either one of these books, they will help you a lot. Okay?
Yeah, and exactly when I left my body, I felt very peaceful. It's very peaceful outside your body. I mean, that's, I guess, otherwise if everybody know what would be the next level we will go to, everybody would be suicidal, you know. But for that reason, it's been hidden from us.
That's right.
Know what position we will be in future. Otherwise, I mean, I know and you know, and some of your listeners understand me and you very well. But other people can understand us very well.
Yeah.
That's the problem. But,
well, you're very interesting, but I got to let you go. Thank you for calling in, okay? Let me know if you get the book.
Can you add me up, please? Mark Astrani, A-S-L.
I can't hear you, honey.
Can you please add me up so I can see your shows more often, please?
Sign me up. Go to nancymatz.com, and you'll find the other shows I'm on, my other shows, three other shows. So you can
and
find
me. And I have International
me.
Talk Host show, too. I would like to invite you to my show, too, as well.
All right, do that. Email me, everybody, nancy@nancymatz.com, and connect, because I'm always interested in other people who are as intelligent as you are. Let me know, okay?
Sure.
All right, dear. Bye.
I appreciate your assistance. Thank you. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Bye-bye. God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Well, the young lady with the cat, she wrote back, yes, it's light-colored, and it's always jumping on the bed, even when my living cats are not in the room. Cats, like other spirit beings, they have their own personalities, their own interests, and they want you to know they're there. So do sit calmly and invite the cat to be on your lap. It'd be very fun. It's fun. It's really quite amazing. Okay, I thought I saw some more tight. Do you feel uncomfortable when you're half in and out of your body? No, I don't know who you're asking, but I'm in and out of my body every time I look at one of your questions. And when someone calls, I don't use any tool. I blend with energy. So I do remote viewing very, very easily. I call it remote viewing when I blend with people versus just psychic reading, because in that way it feels like I've become with you. That's how I can do the reading. So it's way fun. So if anybody needs my assistance, you can go to nancymatz.com. This is what I do. Thursday night, which is Christmas, my sister and I will not do our show, but we'll do a show January 1st. So on Blog Talk Radio, it's psychic-sisters-talk. And that is the same as the website, www.psychicsisterstalk.com. That's with an S. So you can go to my site, nancymatz.com, and you can see the link to that. As far as the twins, like I said, they must have got tied up, and I'm really sorry. But they would like to get the radio show going again. I'm sure they'll invite me on. Right now they had to move. They moved back east from Washington. So they haven't had the radio show on for a while. Okay. Trying to watch. We only got 5 minutes left. Trying to find questions here. I think I missed something about dreams. I'd love to do a dreaming. Kat, the only time I felt was to have an alibi experience is when I was hypnotized. Actually, you can feel that through hypnosis. You can actually, I do past life regression the same as Karen Hypnosis out of Northern California. So if you want her email address, email me and I'll connect you people. The past life regression work, I feel like it's some a sort of out-of-body experience because your soul travels through the memories of your of time. When people ask me to do a reading and I back up in time or go forward, I'm actually entering your time. And so that is a form of out-of-body experience. And so if I can do it, so can you. And I think that's what happens. Okay. 7 minutes. I have a window. Thank you, Miss Mowgli. It looks like I have 4 minutes left. Angel Wing, do you think I'll be able to move to North Carolina by March this year? I don't know. It's as early as March, but I feel energy at that time, like the second half of March. You have to also think, I had a wonderful person say to me, what you don't write down and plan will never happen. So you can ask 1,000 psychics if you're going to do something, but you have to sit down and write out your plan so that it makes it happen. I'm a firm believer in putting a wish list together, but a plan together. So what is your plan, Angel Wing, to make it happen? And Grace says she remote views in sleep time. Wow. Okay. And then she says, extend the show, please. My show starts here. Daylight savings time happens to everybody but Arizona. So when I start at 9 o'clock, it's kind of like too late for me because I'm busy during the day doing other things. So if I do a two-hour show, I probably wouldn't be able to talk the next day. Okay. Thank you very much, Kathy. She just moved cable. Just moved from Kitty Hawk. Wow, that's fun. Let's see here. Thank you for the compliment. I try to be nice. There's a lot of hardship in the world. I've been through it, done it myself. So if people aren't kind to you or they're rough, don't deal with them. I give my time freely. I do 4 radio shows. Mine is every Monday night. So that I can help you with one question. If there's more you need to know, you know how to find me. So anyway, like that gentleman from Canada, he called me today for a free reading, and I invited him tonight. So that was very nice. Oh, Grace, you asked me to extend the show, too. Like I said, I don't know if I could talk for that long. Angel Wing March is my plan, so the second half of March would work. I have a job interview over the phone tomorrow. The person interviewing is David. He's a very strong personality. So I want you to be professional. Don't be, how are you? Just say, I'm just very flattered that you're taking the time to interview me, David. How can we have this interview go as smoothly as you need? Be very professional. This is a strong personality. Okay. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you very much. Absolutely. Thank you for the thought. I wish everybody the best new year coming. With the change in administration, even though this young man, Senator, for only a couple of years, I think that he's actually very brilliant. I know a little bit about his college years, and he was very fortunate to be one of the highest academics in his school. So I think this young man is smart enough to pull to him the smartest people. And on that, I feel, not that the other candidates would not have, but I do believe this young man is going to really try to make it happen. I don't want us to get disappointed that things can't happen as quick, because I think everything takes time. So for the first 3 months of the administration, I want us just to cool our heels and let things happen for us so things will get started, and I think things will happen. Do you see surgery for my back? I feel like the possibility is there for your surgery. I don't know if you have something very minor first to keep you going, and then in the fall that you can have something else to be more permanent. I don't know what that means. Happy New Year, everybody. Angel Wing, thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody in the room. Angel Wing, my mother is not doing well. We may lose her within the next couple, 2 or 3 weeks. So my sister and I, when we do our show, we don't usually bring her up, and I thank you that you are doing this. As I say, everybody, we will lose our parents. I'm not so sad about her dying because I can remote view to the future where she goes, wee, visiting me. I can hear her going, wee. But the thing is I don't mind her dying, but I do mind losing her. So we all have that life experience. My father was killed when he was 33, and I was 6. So it's only been my mother. So this is going to be a big loss for my sister and I and our third sister, Pamela. Visualize peace and organization for us all. Well, like I said, thank you for the sentimentality. But she's very well taken care of. She's 84, so she's had a great life. I'm okay with it. So thank you, everybody, for showing up. Bye-bye.